This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan, high noon in the District of Columbia. My dear friend Ed Mathers is sending me a picture of life on a pier down in North Carolina. It looks much, much more pleasant than life in a tent in Ashburn, Virginia. Give me a feels like, Toby. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. The power is out, so we have no cold air blowing.
Still 94.
I'll take the over. I'll take the over.
Yeah, 100%.
Joining us right now, fired up to get the big man on the program, Mr. Mitch Tischler from the Beltway Football Podcast. Hello, Mitchell. How you doing?
How y'all doing?
Let's start with your expertise. What do you think of this rebuilt O-line?
I'm excited about it. I think this is going to be the best O-line that the Burgundy and Gold have had since it may be the Sheriff, the Brandon Sheriff and Trent Williams, but we might also have to go back to some of those Hogs years. I think there's a lot
chill.
Of I think there's a lot of opportunity for this to be a legitimate.
B. Mitch isn't here, so it's my job today to tell everybody to chill out on stuff.
I think they have a legitimate chance to be a top five, both run and pass O-line. And I think, you know, you can look at some of the numbers last year, and they looked really good when you look at PFF rankings and stuff like that. But I think you got to take a lot of that with a grain of salt, because Jaden Daniels running around back there helps you a lot in your pass pro numbers as far as, you know, pressures and sacks and all those different things. I think you look at what this group has done. You talked a little bit earlier, I heard JP, about the depth there, which I think is important.
But
I think
two starters from last year are going to be super versatile backups.
They've gotten a lot more athletic as well. You know,
definitely.
You think about Coleman in that guard position and Tunsil. There was a play yesterday where they ran a little tunnel screen out to the left. And, you know, you look up and you see Biadasz, Coleman, and Tunsil leading the way. And, you know, they're in shorts and T-shirts, so they're not, you know, laying out these DBs like they would in a game. But they're quick enough to keep up with them, you know, in bursts. And they're athletic enough to kind of make those plays. You look at Deebo Samuel. You look at, you know, the speed that a guy like Jalen Lane brings to the wide receiver room. And you can see some real opportunities for this offense to be better this year, which is almost crazy to say.
What have you made of Connerly first couple of days? You think he starts week one as well?
I'm not quite there with Connerly starting week one. I'm not sure yet. It's to me, it's too early. Sunday, they're going to be in pads for the first time. We'll get a lot better feel for it. But the things that I like about Connerly are, you know, he's going to have an opportunity to go against a bunch of different types of DNs. It's going to be fun to watch him in the, you know, in the strength portion of it, going against guys like Dietrich Wise. And then obviously you have Von Miller, who's about as quick as any other DN in the league. So day one we were out here, and what I really liked was Andrew Wiley was getting those first team reps, and Connerly jumped up and grabbed the bag, blocking bag, to hold it for Wiley. Wiley finishes the rep. The two of them are kind of off to the side talking. You know, you can see them kind of looking at hand placement, you know, what they're being asked for foot placement, stuff like that. You just love to see a rookie, especially a first-rounder, step in and be coachable, be a guy who wants to absorb information. And, you know, Right now, I think for the O-line and D-line stuff, it's mostly a mental game. Once they put on the pads, we'll get a better feel for the physical side.
Dude, it's silly, but like I remember the thing with Connerly in, I think it was rookie minicamp, but it might have been OTAs, when they were doing the big ball they use for offensive line footwork drills, and they needed it, and he just ran over and got it and brought it back and was dribbling and went behind the back. Like it was silly, but you saw kind of the work ethic, the attitude, and the athleticism in like a brief flash. And Kingsbury ain't leaving notes on general managers' desks all that often, you know? Like
the only thing I'll say about that note, JP and Toby, remember, Ron Rivera had the, we can't wait to draft Emmanuel Forbes. So, you know, I don't think they're playing that kind of PR game anymore over here in Ashburn, but you got to take it with a tiny grain of salt.
I will not make a compare. I will disallow that comparison. I also wonder how many of those videos Ron made driving around.
That was the point I was making.
Like, Ron was deep in the content game. Cliff doesn't give a rip. I mean, I tried. I'll pull back the curtain. After the Connerly pick, like, you can – there's various ways to make requests, right? Like, you can just say something to PR as you walk by. I, like, sent a real email to try to make sure that it could be forwarded on, and everybody said, I was like, yo, this is a really cool story. Can I talk to Cliff for 5 minutes? I think this could be really neat. And it was respectfully declined. Well, so, that, like, that was not a content play.
No.
When we got a chance to talk to the coordinators and stuff and coaches, I asked Bobby Johnson about it, and he's like, oh, I saw the video. He's like, and he kind of gave a wry smile. He was excited about it. I agree. I don't think it was a content play, but it also, like, when I saw the video come out, I immediately thought about the Emmanuel Forbes thing, and I was like, all right, like, let's, you know, I'm going to pull back on the excitement about this guy. But I do think that I am excited about what he's done out here the first couple of days. Sunday really is going to be the first day to get a good feel for who he is.
We were talking about this earlier. What's your big takeaway first 3 days of camp?
I think there's a number of things. I heard you guys talking a little bit earlier. JP was mentioning the Mikey Sainer still play, where he kind of blew up Jalen Lane trying to make a block on a quick receiver screen. I think that corner room, you know, if we can see that Marshawn Lattimore is healthy and, you know, able to play, I think that that corner room could be a nice surprise for this defense, because if you're able to kick Mikey Sainer still back inside to where he's most comfortable, you know, I have no doubt that he's going to be extremely successful there. You know, we were out here today, and he picked off a Jaden Daniels pass that was tipped by Quan Martin, went running down the sidelines, was high-stepping like Deion on his way into the end zone. And I realized, I was like, we're 3 days into camp, and I haven't even thought twice about Mikey Sainer still. And I love the fact that this team has a corner that you're not, you know, there's not corner angst like there was with edge angst earlier in the offseason. And I think Mikey Sainer still, and hitting on a pick like him, goes a long way towards making you feel comfortable with what the secondary might look like.
Talking with our friend Mitch Tischler here on the Rood guest hotline. Rood makes the most reliable and dependable HVAC equipment in the DMV. I cannot wait to get home to my Rood house, and it's going to be Lauren. Turn. You know what, Lauren? You don't have to turn it down. I can turn it down on my damn phone. I'm cranking that thing to 60 when I walk in the door.
For what it's worth, I'm not going to question Weatherman Toby Altheiser over here, but I think
it's 94. Alberhauser.
Oh, my bad. It's I think 94 degrees is what the actual temperature is. I think the feel like is 110 right now.
Yeah, Toby.
I'm just telling you what Apple's telling
me. Team U.S. phone.
We got 92 right now. Feels like 106.
Yeah, Toby, you are
hey man,
underselling it.
This is what mine says.
Team U iPhone.
Well, yeah, this is Apple's fault, not mine.
I like blaming Apple, too, for a lot of things. Yeah.
You mentioned edge angst, and edge angst was running rampant for some time. They signed Von Miller. Where's your edge angst now, or is it gone?
So I didn't have a lot of edge angst once Dante Fowler left, because I like the fact that they signed a couple of these bigger DNs, D linemen, because to me the much bigger issue last season was stopping the run. They were a bottom five team in stopping the run. They didn't do a good job of setting an edge. They didn't do a good job of, you know, reining in running backs. And quite frankly, I'm more concerned about this team stopping the run, because I trust a Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury-led offense to win a shootout against just about anyone else in the NFL.
I, you're I think you're right there. All right, let's circle back to a discussion we had on the podcast that I told you I thought you were wrong, and you haven't backed off it. Where are you at with Terry? You still think this is, like, at this point, a cataclysmic mistake?
I think it's trending towards a cataclysmic mistake. It'll be – if they get the deal done and he's here and he's happy and playing and all those different things, maybe not as much. I know you hate this idea that I threw out there, but if this thing ends up going further south with Terry, I think this is the biggest football blunder that this team will have had in the last 30 years. And the reason I say that is because
that's madness.
I know you do. The reason I say that, though, is because this is the first time that this team has had realistic aspirations of playing into February and playing out in LA in a Super Bowl. And I think Terry, you have to have Terry to really realize those different things.
Yeah, and I think the other part about it, because I would say I'm more Mitch's side, maybe not as far, but I'm more
that
your side.
That is the biggest football mistake in 30 years?
I'm not necessarily fully
when they
on that side.
Traded up for Desmond Howard and let Gary Clark go
to Arizona? I understand that, but to Mitch's point.
Albert Haynesworth?
To Mitch's point, those teams weren't going anywhere.
You were
right?
hoping those
the
teams
92
were
team
be somebody.
Was defending Super Bowl champ, and they decided to draft Desmond Howard.
That's before my lifetime.
Also, 92 is more than 30 years ago.
I'm
that's
not
good
math
right there.
I just think that's
but I don't know
so that, unnecessarily hyperbolic.
I just think when you look at where this team is at currently, I don't think this was the move to do this. Because I understand this is his first real negotiation with this team. I get that. So you're kind of trying to set the precedent of how you're going to go about these negotiations going forward. But at the same point, is it worth doing that with Terry McLaurin, who, like you said, you definitively need on this offense? I mean, that was one of our takeaways from today, is you could notice that 17 wasn't on the field. The offense kind of struggled today because of it. You need that guy out there. It's not like they're going to be able to overcome not having Terry McLaurin on the football field. And on top of that, everything is so overwhelmingly positive about this team right now. Not to say if they sign him tomorrow, it's suddenly everybody's still pissed about Terry. But if this continues to linger like it is, there's some frustration in the fan base about it.
Terry finally has had his real quarterback throwing to him for the first time really in his career. He had 13 touchdowns in the regular season. He had one touchdown in each of the playoff games, including the play that I know JP loves to point out, the pass over in Detroit where he's able to take it to the house. I just
Hell,
tweeted out,
those three playoff touchdowns didn't even count towards 13 regular
right,
season.
16 mm-hmm. season touchdowns. I just tweeted out a couple stats, and listen, there's a double-edged sword with all this stuff, but he led the NFL with 25 contested catches. He led the NFL in contested catch touchdowns. And quarterbacks led the NFL in passer rating on throws to Terry in contested situations. The double-edged sword of it is, you know, why isn't he getting more separation? But you also see the trust that Jaden Daniels has in what Terry McLaurin is doing. And I think for that, you know, for that reason, you spent this offseason trying to optimize what Jaden can become. You brought in a bunch of O-linemen. You know, you went and got Deebo Samuel. You did these different things to try and help this offense and help a young quarterback continue that upward trajectory. Going and playing hardball with Terry and creating a rift, if one is ultimately created at the end of this, feels counterintuitive to the rest of that.
Okay. Lamphill's texting me. He's on Team Mitch. I just think that is such an absurdly extreme position. I think, one, most importantly, left hand up, I think the Terry deal gets done. So I think a lot of this conversation is just like extreme in a way that is unnecessary. Two, and maybe this is like one and then like nine, right? Because there's a giant gap in what I'm about to say. Between Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury and the offense they put together, I also still think they can manufacture offense if this thing goes completely sideways, I still think they're going to move the ball. I saw this over-under last night that six division games, Vegas has them at 3.5 for an over-under of division wins. If they trade Terry, if something goes thermonuclear and this thing actually goes the way none of us expect it to, do you think that changes?
Yes.
To 3?
Yeah. I mean, I think you need for a young quarterback to have a reliable pass catcher, somebody that he knows that, you know, someone that he's comfortable. And we talked about this on the podcast, JP. You look at some of the top quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Early on in Pat Mahomes' career, he had Tyreek Hill, obviously Travis Kelce as well. In Buffalo, Josh Allen. They brought in Steph Diggs for him. In Baltimore with Lamar, they re-signed Mark Andrews, who was his safety net as well. You know, I think that Jaden Daniels is good enough to make any offense look good. I think having Terry takes an offense from being good, very good, to great, to potentially great. And I think having that safety net of somebody who he trusts, who he knows, and who he knows is going to catch balls in tough situations is an important part to have if you're trying to really be this team that you think you can be.
I mean,
I don't disagree with that. I just think to call it the most egregious football mistake in two decades, like what you said is true, why they should sign Terry, but it would not be close to the most egregious football mistake they've made in two decades. Like, it wouldn't be close. Like, and your point is, well, this team can compete. It's not like they didn't think they could compete before. They were just awful at what they were doing. Awful.
Those mistakes were
trading for Carson Wentz. Like, it's just so significantly worse. Indy was going to cut him.
Right.
And they traded for him.
Those were dumber moves. I just don't think they were worse moves, because you were bringing in these veterans and these random dudes along the way, hoping that Carson Wentz was going to recapture football from five seasons before and, you know, turn into what Jaden Daniels actually is now on the football field. You know that you have even going back to the Super Bowl years, like, when was the last time the Burgundy Gold, the Redskins, Commanders had a quarterback that you knew was going to be a top five quarterback in the NFL?
Sonny Jurgensen.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But the flip side of that coin is, if you have a top five guy.
Well, hold on. I agree with your point that I think that Cliff and Jaden can create something like that. I think that they can make it work without Terry. The point is, though, you don't want to have to do that, because you saw last year where they didn't have a run game, Jaden made it work. Also saw that so much was on Jaden that if Jaden didn't play an A-plus football game, they didn't stand a chance. And everyone looks at the MVP last year and says, well, look, he did it without a number one. And that's true. They got rid of Josh Allen, did it without Stephon Diggs. But then look what they did in the middle of the year. They were like, we kind of need a number one, and they traded for Amari Cooper, and it didn't work out. You need that number one guy, and it kind of diminishes everybody else if Terry's not here. What's the point of trading for Deebo Samuel if you don't have Terry McLaurin? Because Debo's kind of a gadget guy, right? He's going to be used in different ways. Well, if you don't have a number one receiver to kind of help offset how the defense can focus on Deebo, then what was the point of that?
The point of every move is to make the collective better, right? So with or without a number one, you trade for Deebo. With or without Jaden Daniels, you trade for Tunsil. You know, like, there's this thought that, like, every move is because they think they're really good this year, but their job is to get better all the time, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's not in a vacuum.
But you don't get better if you trade for Tunsil and Deebo and then let Terry walk, in my opinion.
That's fair, but I think we overstate the, like, oh, they went and got Tunsil, they went and got Deebo specific to Terry. They went and got those players just to get better.
Yeah, I get that, but you need Terry back. You need the number one guy.
I'm not
right.
I want them to get Terry back. Yeah. I just think some of the conversation.
Well, when does it get to a point of panic for you?
I think DQ laid it out, whether inadvertently or not, when he talked about when they have to make a call on Sam Cosmi is about a month from now, late August. Like, late August is when things get, like, dude, what steps are left for Terry? The only step left is the trade request.
There's also an interesting theory, and JP, you know I love my theories, but think about this. If this team really wants to play hardball with Terry, you just don't sign, an extension with him, and you make him come and play this season on the last year of his deal, because we've seen it with other players, with Daron Payne and John Allen and other guys. You put a guy on the last year of his contract, he needs to ball out if he wants to get paid the next season. Obviously, the franchise tag is still there as well. But, I mean, if they get to a point where this thing is contentious, they can always just cut off negotiations and put the onus on Terry to show up and ball out, and then they can figure out if they want to tag him, or he has to ball out so somebody's going to pay him somewhere else along the way. I hate the idea of that, and I don't think that that's how this team should operate, but it's not the It's if Terry shows up and plays and is playing out at the end of his contract, it's not the end of the world.
I just don't want that to get to a point where it continues on, and say he does eventually sign, or they do what you're saying, and he eventually suits up for week one, but I don't want it to be something where you're watching the first 5 weeks like, oh, Terry's on a limited snap count, you don't want him to pull a hamstring, all that stuff. I don't want it affecting the early part of the season, because you want to come out of the chute red hot, right? And you want to have a good start to the season, because there are higher expectations this year than saying, hey, can we get 7 or 8 wins? You want to start well, and I can't have Terry in a spot where you're still working him in, and now it's the middle of the season, and now you finally feel like you're off and running.
I think that's fair, dude. Getting a deal done with Terry McLaurin is the only... What do they call? What do the kids call it? The final boss? Like, they need to get it done. They need him here. I think, honestly, you saw it today. B said it yesterday. Like, there is something missing when you're watching. And I think, especially with Noah Brown kind of working his way up. But I am not willing to have the urgency or the what it means on a historic basis conversation yet. And I think to start, I don't think we need to be too hyperbolic surrounding the situation. If it gets to a nuclear stage, okay. Then we start to have a real discussion. I still think it's nuts to compare some of the football decisions made by this organization to this. To me, it's just banana land. And I get that they're good now, and you want to press the gas on being good, but like, some of the decisions made were so freaking awful that I don't think there's a comparison.
It's fair. We can agree to disagree. What's your favorite?
Vehemently.
What's your favorite Sean McVay quote?
Attack success.
I wish I was on the stream. You'd see my my MJ shrug going there. But yeah, that's where I am with this. I want this team to continue attacking success. And there's so much of what they did this offseason to make themselves better in.
Do you have zero pause about Terry making 31, like shooting his age? Terry making 31 at 31?
Zero. This team is in a good cap situation.
I think we all got to recognize they have some pause.
Well, very clearly, yes.
Yeah, and listen, their job is to try and get the best deal done. Obviously, we all know that.
I'm really glad their approach is different than like a fan approach, maybe even your two approaches.
Right. I'm not writing a blank check to Terry, and that's where I think the nuances and all of this is that, you know, what I like that this group has done is that they're not negotiating this thing in the public. They're not negotiating this thing in the media, which we've seen a million times. Give Terry and his team credit. They're not doing that with numbers either. So, like, as much as we're discussing, you know, good, bad, wrong, right, dumb, smart, whatever, we don't really know what the asks are. We don't know exactly what the asks are on either side. So it's really hard to sit here and be totally team Terry or totally team Commanders. But at the same time, I just think that it's hard for me to say this because I think that the coaches recognize it, but I think the importance of Terry to this offense is maybe being undervalued or understated by fans and folks on the outside.
I don't think so. I think you could argue it might be being overstated, but it will play out. We do have to break. Landfill's going to kill me. Thank you, big man. I appreciate your time.
Always happy to come on.
Listen, me and B-Mitch can tell you all about it. The Rood systems in our lives have changed our homes. It is so much better. Jimbo, if you're listening, bring me a Rood system out to Ashburn, dog. I'm melting. I'm like the Wicked Witch of the West at the end of Wizard of Oz. Seriously, the Rood systems have Wi-Fi compatibility, which gives you full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forget to turn down the heat before vacation. You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not working right. These guys are the best. They installed new systems in my house, new systems in B-Mitch's house, and you can feel the difference instantly. The best part, these Rood systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Also, there's serious tax credits, man. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to 2 G's on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, Toby, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bang.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Good conversation there with Mitch Tischler. If you missed any of that, get on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Like, what was it? Buzzsprout?
Something like that.
Whoever's going to Buzzsprout for their podcast, you can listen to us or wherever you get your podcasts. In just a minute, you're going to hear my conversation with Brian Robinson. A lot of excitement for B-Rob. In the red zone drills today on 4th and 1, they gave the ball to B-Rob. He scored. It was kind of a cool moment. Here is my conversation with Commanders running back Brian Robinson. Always appreciate getting to talk to Commanders running back Brian Robinson. How you feeling, man? Year 4.
I'm great, man. Feeling better than ever, honestly. My words can't even explain, you know, how much I've progressed, you know, mentally and physically up to this point. So, I feel great.
Is it crazy to think how fast time goes that it's already year 4?
Hey, man, it's a lot of work that's been put in throughout that time span, you know, so, you know, I feel every bit of that time. You know, it still goes fast, you know. It's crazy to sit here and think, like, am I really in year 4 right now? But I remember being in year 1, going through all the crap and sitting right here in the same spot talking to you, and it's crazy how fast this stuff goes.
Seriously. And how different is it now in year 2 of this offense? Like, last year you were learning. Then you guys have this super successful season, and now you kind of – do you get to expand? Do you have to learn again? What's the differences?
It's really just staying sharp. You know, we pretty much build our foundation, and now it's just, you know, just keeping it formed correctly. And it's I think, you know, it's great for us, not even just me, but us as a unit coming into a second year, especially guys that have been here. We're more familiar with – you know, what the coaches expect out of us, our system, and, you know, we're more familiar with it, and it's just more comfortable now at this stage of the year, and it's just, we can hit the ground rolling.
What did it mean for you that basically the entire offensive coaching staff came back?
Right. It's great, you know.
But you've had so much turnover over the years.
I was able to really build a great relationship with them starting last year and just coming into this year. Like I said, we've already kind of built that foundation, and now it's just about learning how to really, really take it to that next level. And I feel like, you know, everybody's been on the same page. You know, we, you know, it's great coaching staff. I was, you know, just thinking about that while I was on the field. I'm like, man, this coaching staff make football, like, actually fun again, you know. So Thankful to have, you know, guys like that, you know, being able to coach me every day.
What's A. Lynn mean for you? A guy that's accomplished so much as a back and really knows the game?
Hey, man, A. Lynn mean a lot to me, honestly. I know guys really don't know much about him, but he's a very, you know, great guy with great knowledge and experience, and he's done it at every level. He's very relatable. I feel like I can come to him. I can talk to him about anything. He's been a great person to have in my corner, you know, since he's stepped, you know, foot on this campus. You know, he's just been great. You know, his energy stays positive, and, you know, I know he wants the best for me, and he's going to do everything he can to help me.
First half of last year, run game cooked. Then you get some injuries on the O-line. You get a little injured. Second half of the year kind of struggled. What does it mean how they try to really invest in the offensive line this offseason? First round pick is a tackle. You trade for a dude like Tunsil that's accomplished so much in the league. And then, you know, the interior of that line, maybe you shuffle some spots, but should be pretty strong.
I think, you know, they did a great job of, you know, going out and, you know, bringing us in some new pieces and stuff like that. We had an up and down year last year, but, you know, we made it work, you know, and just adding just a little juice, a little bit more potential to the line set us up the bar tremendously. And, we know that, the coaches know that, you know, it's helpful for everything. We need everything. We're trying to win, and, you know, we need guys like LT in here to, you know, really help, you know, that O-line stay one, stay a unit, great unit.
Dude, I meant to ask you, what do you think of the new locker rooms?
Locker room's sick, man. It kind of remind me of the
Bama.
You know, Bama, back in school, just having all those luxury locker rooms and stuff like that. But it's nice, man. It's a new environment that allows us to, you know, feel home and in a nice space that it just make you want to work harder. You know, it just make you just want to go and just give back to them for providing us with that, you know, to keep us comfortable and make sure that we feel good every day we come in here. Just make us want to do even more for them, you know.
From an environment here, from your rookie season to now, how different is everything?
Man, it's beautiful. You know, I appreciate everything, you know, that I've been through, the ups and the downs, you know, but just how everything started and just to where it is now, I couldn't be more thankful and appreciative for, you know, everybody who's played a part in helping reshape this place, because right now it's a beautiful place again, you know, and it's a great place to play football, and more people should want to play football here. I love playing football here, you know, and it's, you know, like I said, you know, like everybody who's played a part in it, you know, deserve, you know, their flowers.
Well, you kind of see it when a dude like Von Miller signs here, right? He's got options. He wanted to be here. For you, you talked about you just got to stay healthy. Do you do anything different in the offseason to, I don't know, this year compared to last year to try to make sure you can go just further and further?
I think I just stayed the course. You know, I had some unfortunate, you know, things happen to me last year just with my body. It's nothing too serious or nothing that just – I just can't think about what I need to stay on the field. It's nothing. You know, it's just about all the day-by-day things of just making sure that my body feels great. You know, and
what I remember a scene, I can't remember what game it was, middle of the season when you were going through some stuff, and I saw you and DQ out on the field, and he's like, I know you want to go, but I'm putting you down today. Right. What does it mean when a coach is thinking about you long term and not game to game? Man, how tough is that in the moment versus thinking about it in hindsight?
I really appreciate DQ for how he helped me handle just everything I was going through last year. I was really battling some lower extremities, injuries, and he really did a great job of just making sure that he took care of me. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate DQ for that. And I told him how much I thank him for looking out for me, because he knows, like, man, with one leg, I'm out here trying to play, man. I'm out here trying to be available for the team. I want to play. I don't care if they tell me I can play, I'm playing. And I don't care how it's gonna make me feel afterwards. I'm still trying to be available and go out there and help the team the best way I can. And DQ just like, man, look, I'm trying to look out for you and the longevity of your career, and I appreciate him for that, because I wasn't even trying to look out for myself. So I really thank DQ and APN for, you know, having my back when it came to that last year.
You run hard. You have, like, a hard edge about you. Do you allow yourself time to, like, celebrate your successes? year four, all the touchdowns, all the yards?
Yeah, actually I have. I sat back this offseason. I just kind of recognized, you know, all the things that I've done up to this point, even though, like, I have a very, very high standard for myself, and obviously I haven't reached the point that I want to reach in my career. I haven't done or succeeded and accomplished all of my goals. So I try not to get too high. I kind of just stay in my pocket and just continue to strive for what I believe in and what I work for. But I do take time to recognize myself for all the things that I have done up to this point, overcoming some of the things that I have to get back to the point where I'm at now for me to put it all on the line right now. So, man, I appreciate the journey, you know, from the start to now, and it's just every bit of it just make me who I am right now, mentally and physically, and I'm ready for everything that comes with it.
Last one. How excited are you for another year with Jaden at quarterback?
Man, I love JD, man. That's my guy, man. Young guy with juice, man. I love to play with him. You know, so, you know, shit. This smile should tell you how excited I am to play with five. You know, he's gonna take a leap this year because he's not complacent. He's finding new ways to, you know, keep sharpening his sword, and you know, we continuously connecting and building our relationship. You know, going into a year or two together, and I expect us to hit the ground rolling, pick up right where we left off.
Did you speak any Spanish?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
It's pretty good. You excited for Spain? You ever been?
I've never been.
That's going to be wild.
Never been.
It's going to be wild. Never, man. It's going to be a fun year. Thank you for the time.
Tobo Chico, you speak any Spanish?
None. Okay. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Once?
No idea.
Doce?
Yeah, something like trece. I think catorce.
I think, yeah. Is it trece, catorce, and then it's like diez y cinco, diez y seis?
Yeah, I don't know. That's all I got for you. I can count to 10.
You like listening to B-Rob?
Yeah, I love B-Rob.
A lot to like, man. Hard edge, hard runner.
He's a good dude.
Good person. Signs every autograph. Sunday's going to be madness here. He'll sign every autograph. People are in such a hurry. It's just like the nature of the beast. Like, you started the show with it. Like, the people are in such a hurry to count B-Rob out, and I think it's premature.
Well, and look, I mean, I've been one that's said, like, I didn't necessarily want him being the workhorse, but at the same point, I still think that there is still something in there. And I think if you can just have someone with a little bit more burst is really what I wanted. I want someone that
that's
can
fair.
Give you a little bit of what do they call them? Sonic and Knuckles in Detroit with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. I'm totally fine with B-Rob in that Monty-type role, but you kind of need that Gibbs type. And maybe Eckler can give you that. Maybe there's someone else.
I'm cool with lots of backs. I'm cool
totally
with
true.
Lots of guys being like, I get in fantasy that sucks, trying to figure out who the guy is. But in real football, I think it is the way. Look at how the Dolphins have run the ball. The Niners have run the ball. Like, keep them fresh. Keep throwing different looks, different run types at people. I think people are in far too much of a hurry to think B-Rob doesn't have a lot to give. I believe he does.
It's tough. Sometimes you go back and look, and I don't think he was on his best in the second half of last season. But at the same point, it's not like the O-line was great at the second half of last season either. So,
right.
You know, I think there's everybody deserves some blame in why that run game wasn't as good in that second half.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, we may have a surprise guest. If not, we're going to open the phones. Next, though, there's something going on that I at least want to make mention of. Something going on in our area that matters to me, and I imagine matters to many. Nobody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Go anywhere. And baby, we grinding. This morning they were playing some EDM. It was kind of hitting. Mm-hmm. It was like a Rick James supercut. It was cool. Toby, I wanted to talk about something that honestly may not impact you the way it does me, just with the age difference. I mean, you are legitimately 20 years younger than me, right?
Something like that, yeah.
How old are you?
26.
Okay, so you're, help me, I'm 43.
17
years. I turned 44 in like 50 days, which is kind of scary.
Well, I turned 27 in like 50 days, so.
When's your birthday?
28th, September.
Okay, I'm the 11th, which is a pretty bad day. But yesterday I went to the gym, and I didn't actually go to the gym. I did the executive workout. I just got in the sauna in the steam room. And when I was in the sauna, I was reading the newspaper, the physical, tangible newspaper, and Washington Post is the newspaper of my life. I have read the Post since I was a child. I've read the sports section of the Washington Post. I mean, there's probably a period of time where between Sports Illustrated and the Post sports section, I read every word for 15 years. I mean, since I could read till I was in college, something like that. And Washington Post, I've had my disagreements with things over there. I'm not talking politics. I'm sure people will go crazy with that, but like, me and the Post have had some run-ins over crediting stories. I know the station's had the same thing. I think the Post kind of uses a catch-all of like their editorial policies to not credit people appropriately at times, specifically locally, but that's not what I want to discuss. I'm in the gym yesterday and they have the papers, and so I grab the front page, and then I was looking for the sports section. I didn't find it, but sometimes somebody else is taking it, you just can't
sure.
find it, right? The arts section, I think it was the arts section, and there was an article, I guess an obituary for Ozzy Osbourne, and I saw that, and I was like, okay, I'd like to read this. So I just grabbed that page, and it ended up on this, I guess the arts section cover had a ton of really interesting stuff. They had an article about Tony Hawk, and I guess they're bringing back that video game and what that video game meant for skateboarding and how much that has changed. So I ended up reading this article about Fleetwood Mac. Like, there were four great articles on the cover of this arts section.
Sure.
And obviously there's still great work. The column by Chris Richards about Ozzy was tremendous. But as I'm like flipping through the pages, I realize that this section I'm holding is now everything else. Like, there's no longer a front page, you know, business, metro, arts, sports. It's just everything else is in this B section. And I understand that media is changing dramatically. Like, I work in various mediums. Like, I see the changes that are occurring. But for the Post to go that direction is – it was kind of upsetting to me, like, on a human level. Like, I don't get how condensing the sections saves you a lot of money, frankly. But, you know, I'm not a bean counter. What do I know? But the other thing I can't help but notice, Steinberg – earlier this week, Dan Steinberg, who's just an absolute titan of the D.C. sports scene, announced he's leaving the Washington Post. And I know Stein's moving on to a killer gig, and that's terrific, and I'm happy for him. But I know it's also hard for him to leave the Post. And then I just saw this tweet from Cindy Boren, who may not be as forward-facing as others at the Post, but Cindy's someone I've known. Cindy's someone that was like, when I was a truly just a big-eared blogger, like, would retweet my stuff, and it really meant a lot. And Cindy tweeted out, "It's my turn to announce my upcoming Washington Post departure. I've loved almost every minute of it and will remain on social media. Say hi now and then, will you?" Parenthetically. "As I watch sports and go scorched earth on my memoir." And I know there are other changes going on with the Post sports section. But, like, I don't know what's going on there. And I recognize the changing media landscape is significant, but it just makes me sad, man. And I don't know if you feel that way. My guess is you never got the newspaper delivered to your house and read it, but a lot of people did, and it just feels so bizarre because this isn't – like, I've understood when smaller town papers have kind of – a lot of them have gone belly up or gone online only, whatever it is. This is the Washington Post. Like, it's – you know, this is one of the largest brands in media, and it just makes me sad.
Yeah, I mean, it's a totally different time. One of my earliest memories that my mom has said about me was we were at an airport, buy a magazine or buy a newspaper, and then lay on the floor as like a 6-7-year-old just reading stats and different stuff from sports sections, but you never see that anymore. Like, to your point, I mean, very rarely do you see people reading the paper. Very rarely do you, much less do you see, you know, like you're saying, you're a kid in school and you're flipping through the sports section, because instead you probably have a cell phone now and you're scrolling Twitter and you're looking at ESPN highlights and all these different things on your phone. And it is a totally different time, and you sometimes miss some of that stuff. And I know I'm not, you know, very old. Like, I didn't experience as much of the newspaper being as big a part of my life as you did. But yeah, I mean, seeing some of those changes, seeing some of those things just kind of disappear from the lives of eventually, like, when I have kids, like, I don't think I'm buying them a newspaper for them to lay on the floor and read through the stats and
right.
What happened the night before, and that sucks. It really does.
I have a lot of friends that work over there. I hope everything's cool. I know plenty of people are sticking around, and it's going to be great, and you the work that gets done still hits the high mark that is the Washington Post. It's just sad to see.
Yeah.
Exciting news. When we return, we will be joined by Councilmember Kenya McDuffie, talking about the big news going on with the city and RFK Stadium. You don't want to miss it. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.